You're listening to Breaking Biz Dev with John Tyerman and Mark Wainwright. Conversations that break down, beat up, and redefine business development for the professional services firms of tomorrow. And now for your hosts, John and Mark.
Welcome to Breaking Biz Dev. I'm John Tyerman.
And I'm Mark Wainwright. This is going to be fun today.
This is going to be fun. This is our first episode, and what we want to do is we want to explain what is Breaking Biz Dev. What is this show all about? But first, before we dive into that, let's introduce ourselves.
Absolutely. John, I want to hear it. Tell me about your life.
Yeah, so I am the founder of Red Cedar Marketing, which produces podcasts for B2B and professional services firms. And the majority of the work I do now is in marketing. I do have some sales experience. I spent a decade doing marketing for professional services firms. So yeah, that's the high level about me.
That was very high level. You didn't dwell enough on you are a marketing pro. I know you spent a lot of time with some really good colleagues at Hinge, and they are hopefully well known by a number of folks in the audience out there. Smart people. And now you're actually, yeah, I want to highlight that point. Now you're actually working on podcasts for organizations. You're helping professional services firms create their own podcasts. So we've got this great series, Breaking Biz Dev, happening, but you know, running in parallel to this is, you know, John's skill. So pay attention.
Thank you, Mark, for the kind words.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm Mark Wainwright, and I have been doing my own gig for the last 7 years or so. And that it's a focused on sales consulting for professional services firms. I call myself a part-time sales manager for part-time salespeople. Going in the Wayback Bus, I started working with professional services firms way back, you know, in 2000 or so, marketing agencies, architecture firms, working with landscape architects, working with engineers, others. I worked in management consulting for some time. And I got to a certain point where I recognized a real need for all of these professional services firms, and specifically the individuals inside those firms that we kind of call doer sellers, people who are architects, engineers, consultants, who spend a little bit of their time needing to sell their services. And then the other chunk of their time doing the work, they needed a little bit of help with the selling part. So that's what I do. I come alongside organizations and individuals and I help them learn new ideas and new skills about sales and help them improve their sales acumen. So, and I said sales a whole bunch of times, and I know people are just tuning out now, John.
People are cringing at that word, and that's exactly what we want, right?
Right.
Because sales is not a dirty word, despite what people think. And I just want to point out, Mark, that we might not agree on everything on this podcast, and we approach these things from different perspectives. So that'll be interesting to see when those topics bubble up.
It's going to be good to see the different perspective different perspectives come together. Both of us have worked for professional services firms for a while. We know the ins and outs, working with experts and doing selling and marketing with those individuals. So I'm very happy that we've come together on this central idea around Breaking Biz Dev.
Yeah, so let's unpack this a little bit. So why are we doing this podcast in the first place?
From our experience, from what you have observed and what I have observed, professional services firms of all types take marketing and selling, and they throw it in this big pile along with a whole bunch of other stuff, and they give it this name called business development. And they kind of, you know, I'm waving my hands in the air here. They kind of, you know, they sort of do this kind of random gesture of like, yeah, it's just BD stuff. I'm going to go do some BD stuff. Give it to the BD team. That's BD. We're going to go to a conference. We're going to write a proposal. We're going to do marketing. We're going to post something on social media. You know, it all kind of gets into this big pile. And that's a problem, right?
Yes, because marketing and sales, they're related, right? But they're two distinct functions of an organization, and they require different skills, they require different activities and focus areas. So that's what we're doing, is we're breaking apart business development into their respective sales and marketing components.
John, I'm picturing us taking this you know, special, beautiful chalice that people have created around business development. It's just this lovely term that everybody uses so often. We're gonna pick it up, we're gonna smash it on the ground, and we're gonna take a look at all of the pieces that are all over the place. And there's gonna be marketing pieces, and there's gonna be sales pieces, and there's gonna be all different types of things, maybe some not even related to, you know, generating revenue, growing businesses, driving business results, all that sort of thing. So we're going to smash it apart. And that's why this whole Breaking Biz Dev podcast exists.
Yes, because in the professional services space, you need to be able to think about marketing and sales differently. And you need to be able to configure your firm in a way that sets apart from competitors. So this is really important to me because personally, I hate seeing bad marketing. It's just cringe to me when I see bad marketing out there. And so I want to shine a light on that because I think professional services firms are, there's so much opportunity to stand out from a marketing perspective. And so that's why this is important to me. What about you, Mark? Why is doing this show important to you?
From a sales perspective, and again, okay, we're cringing here because no one likes to use the term sales, and some people even use it interchangeably with the word business development. I honestly believe that those are two different things. I do believe there are activities, there are roles out there that are legitimately business development roles. I think a lot of times those roles and responsibilities and activities are related to relationship development, partnership development, that sort of thing. Great stuff, important things, right? But I think it's a very, very small part of this, you know, pie of marketing, selling, et cetera. So yeah, I'm super focused on the sales ends of things. I don't think that individuals inside of firms have enough pure sales skills that they need in order to create new opportunities, to shepherd those opportunities through a complex sales environment. You know, because those, you know, opportunities are big, they are complex, they take a very long time to originate and then to contract. And it's difficult. And if you're not paying attention and kind of using a good skills, good processes throughout that whole sort of dance, you're gonna lose it. It's gonna fade away. It's gonna head to a competitor. They're not gonna choose to purchase anything. So good selling skills are critical for professional services firms of all types, small ones, big ones, management consultants, marketing agencies, architectural firms. This all applies to all of those firms.
That's right. Revenue is oxygen to a business. And so you need oxygen to breathe. You need sales to get revenue. Right. So we're breaking and beating up business development. It sounds harsh.
John, we want to be a little provocative. We want to raise awareness and attention to this pile of stuff that's sitting in the middle of the organization. Because I think both of us really believe, and I know there's people out there who believe the same thing, is that, you know, this is truly a jack of all trades, master of none situation, where if organizations are just accepting the status quo with business development, they're not really going to excel at marketing and they're not really going to excel at selling. So without pulling those apart, understanding them independently, understanding how they work well together, and understanding how firms and individuals can improve at both, they're just never going to get there, right? And you and I know that the best organizations out there, the ones who are really growing, generating good revenue, getting the best clients, are the people who are really doing quality marketing that is followed up with really disciplined sales.
I have this visual in my head of the Monty Python Holy Grail, right? And it's being smashed to the ground. Now, that's a very visceral image in my head. So how are we going to do this? You know, metaphors aside, we're going to break apart business development into the sales and marketing pieces, and we're going to make sense of this for professional services firms. Let's talk a little bit more more detailed about what we're going to do to pull these topics apart.
Right. And it's important, I think, at this point to clarify that most small firms have maybe an individual that they call a marketing person or a business development person, you know, marketing coordinator, business development manager. There's a lot of titles out there. John, we're going to talk about that at some point. But a lot of firms that aren't particularly small firms don't have a lot of resources, right? So they have a particular individual in the firm that has that title. What we want to focus on, even beyond the titles, are the activities, the behaviors, the skills, the responsibilities that fall under these marketing and sales headings. And it's not just, so it's not just associated with a specific individual. It's typically associated with multiple individuals, like I mentioned earlier, doer sellers, senior leaders at firms who have some sales responsibilities. Other may have marketing responsibilities when people are at a conference or an event. The people that are there have marketing responsibilities. And when you are in a in finalizing contracts, working through the details of the work to be done, you're focused on sales activities, but your title is not necessarily, you know, I'm a salesperson, and the people that are at the conference aren't necessarily all the marketing people. So it's important to clarify, we're not just talking about, we're talking to the individuals who have marketing in their title or it's their specific responsibilities. We're talking about people across organizations who undertake marketing activities or sales activities, and they have responsibilities to both of those things. And we're going to pull those apart because those require different approaches, even different thinking, right? I think in the past I've mentioned to you that, you know, we're not just talking about putting on different hats. You know, the analogy I made, it's like a those little Lego characters, right? With the little figurines with the little yellow or orange heads. Marketing people and salespeople, you know, we're popping off different heads and putting different heads on different bodies because it requires a whole different skill set and just a whole different way of thinking. So it's that, I think it's that extreme that it requires that level of popping your Lego head off, your marketing Lego head off, and putting on your sales hat.
Yes, it can be decapitating at times. And it's important to understand that there are marketing activities that an organization needs to undertake, and the people that play those roles are different and they're spread out. And in professional services firms in particular, marketing is often decentralized across the organization. Everyone pitches in for marketing in some way or shape or form, and the same thing on the sales side. So Mark, we've come up with this marketing and sales continuum, and I just want to just frame it up for our listeners real quick, because this is a tool that we are going to use to help bucket all of these different pieces. So imagine a linear scale. On the left side, you've got marketing, and on the right side, you've got sales. And I like to think of a scale from 1 to 5. Where, you know, 1 is your marketing, 5 is sales, and in the middle you've got this 50-50 split where a lot of firms bucket these activities into, but what we're doing is we're taking it from the middle and we're spreading it out across this linear scale. What would you add to that?
Hopefully this is a good way for us not to just introduce different focus areas, different topics that we'll talk about, but also a good way for people who are listening to visualize all of this. So we'll establish that, okay, this particular episode, we're focused on mostly, you know, the ones in the twos, right? We're more on the marketing end of things, or maybe conversely, we're talking about the other end. But the great thing is about this continuum is it lets people visualize the spectrum from marketing to selling. Some episodes we'll talk about 1s and 2s. Other episodes, we'll talk about 4s and 5s. Occasionally, John, we may wrestle right in the middle with the 3s, trying to figure out which way to push and pull them. But sales and marketing are connected, but our core message here is that they need to be broken apart because they're just not the same thing.
That's right. There's a symbiotic relationship between them, but they are not the same thing. So some examples of what we're going to talk about on future episodes, there's the client success story, which goes by many names. We're going to talk about good marketing versus bad marketing and good selling versus bad selling. We're going to talk about disastrous biz dev job descriptions or ways to totally suck at events and conferences, just to so that you know what not to do, of course.
Right. It happens. It happens. At events and conferences, people come into it blind and they're not prepared. So we're going to talk about that. I've done a lot of work on pricing and pricing strategy with professional services firms. We're going to talk about that, right? And it touches marketing. It touches sales. We are going to talk about numbers, metrics in marketing and selling.
I'm excited for that one. Let's not forget social media and email and all these different channels that firms can use. LinkedIn especially. I think that where we could have a total episode dedicated just to LinkedIn selling or LinkedIn marketing.
Probably will. Yeah. And there's a whole lot of really bad examples of LinkedIn selling out there.
Oh yeah. Everyone gets pitch slapped these days and it's not fun.
Right.
Excellent. Well, join us, Mark and I, a couple times each month as we break apart these topics into their respective sales and marketing groups.
Looking forward to it, John. We're off to a great start.
Thanks for listening to Breaking Biz Dev. Subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or listen to the show at breakingbizdev.com. This episode was produced by Red Cedar Marketing. If you think a business podcast is right for your company, visit redcedarmarketing.com to learn more.